Jobs, jobs, jobs. Pass the first telephone interview. Yesterday, a young man named Dylan, who recently graduated with an MBA from Colorado University, called me for a free voice analysis, and this is how he sounded. I need a job, and I know that I need to do everything possible to give myself an edge in today's very tight job market. What I need is a more confident and authoritative speaking voice to get past that first telephone interview. What can you do for me? Whoa, Dylan, first thing you need to do is slow down. When Dylan slowed down his speech, he had a rich and resonant tone of voice. When your first interview is over the telephone, 80% of your communication is transmitted by the tone of your voice, your diction, projection, speech melody, your volume, and your rate of speech, and 20% of the words that are actually said. First, Dylan needs to be prepared with his content. Therefore, I advised him to write out 14 questions and answers that he might be asked, and then rehearse saying them aloud, clearly, and at a good rate of speech. He must have his answers prepared so he can paraphrase them spontaneously at any moment. This gives him more control over his words and thoughts, so he has the time to concentrate on connecting with his interviewer, and it also helps him to avoid the filler words of ah and The deal breaker is how he is heard, and as a result, how he is perceived. For Dylan, speaking fast could give any of the following impressions. 1, that he has anxiety. 2, that he has a lack of confidence. Or 3, that he just wants to get through the interview as quickly as possible for some reason. Most likely, the interviewer will assume that he does not want the job or that he doesn't fit into the organization. We know that none of the above are true. However, the interviewer most often will react either unconsciously or consciously to Dylan's speaking voice and then to the words he is saying. Let's take an example from the animal world. When two animals of the same species meet for the first time, energy is transferred through sound and body language. One of the animals feels less confident and so sends that message and backs off. Dylan's speed talking and the resulting mispronounced words and the running of words together sends a nonverbal message which can be perceived as being too casual, unconfident, and unsure of himself. For a moment, imagine that the interviewer is looking at Dylan's resume and listening to him talk. If Dylan's resume and qualifications are superb, the deciding factor comes down to whether Dylan's voice engages and affects the interviewer's feelings and compels the interviewer to give Dylan the second interview. There are so many qualified and highly skilled people across the United States who may not be able to break through that first telephone interview in today's tight job market. If you wish to make a permanent improvement in your voice, what it takes is awareness and practice. And Voice Power Studios offers a free voice analysis and free tips to build your vocal awareness.